About half of Canadians are overweight. About half don't get enough exercise or eat enough fruit and vegetables. And about 25% of Canadians are actually obese. But a new study by the Heart and Stroke Foundation found that 90% of Canadians, despite those other stats, actually rate themselves as healthy. And they're concerned that this means that they're not taking their health seriously enough.
Well, this, again, comes down to, Mark, people's perception of risk and people's perception of whether something is wrong. And a lot of the conditions that lead to heart disease are not felt. Sure, there's some visible things if someone may be overweight or developing diabetes, but you really can't feel diabetes. You can't feel high blood pressure. You can't see what's happening when you smoke immediately. These are all long-term effects that make changes to the body that affect the heart, and that over time will cause damage. And then once the damage happens, and you know this as well as I, you see someone who's had a heart attack and they change their life around completely. They stop doing the stuff that led to the heart attack. They become marathon runners, all because the threat was personally perceived and then they react. And for many Canadians, that threat is not seen. So if the threat is not seen, they figure, okay, well, I'm doing pretty well, and so I don't really have to make much change. And that's ultimately the problem. Until people are proactive or more proactive and see the risk factors that contribute to heart disease as something immediate as opposed to long-term or reacting only long-term, you're not going to see much change in that 90%.
And I guess a wake-up call is in order, but if people don't, I mean, if the evidence isn't already there for people, if enough evidence isn't already there for people, what's it going to take for some people who are at risk to actually pay attention?
Unfortunately, what it's going to take is someone actually having the heart attack, someone right. actually having the diabetes, or having something that causes an injury or illness to become visible as opposed to invisible. And I think that's the unfortunate part, Mark, because that's already failed the preventive aspect of things. You already have damage. The idea is to prevent the damage, but people are people, and risk perception is the way our brains work, is we react when something is seen as opposed to preventing something that isn't seen immediately.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.